need your prayers tonight. You just pray for us for just a minute. I appreciate the service thus far tonight. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the 11th chapter. We sung some wonderful songs tonight, each and every one. There's one of them that started, "How Firm a Foundation Ye Saints of the Lord." How firm a foundation. Now, you're going to have to bear with me tonight, Lord help us. There's 40 verses in the 7th chapter. Not quite that many in the 11th chapter. And I'm not going to read all the 11th chapter, but I am going to read all the 7th chapter. And that might be all I do, is read. Seventh chapter, 1 Corinthians, starting with the first verse. It says, "Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from her husband. But, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called every one, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Now, concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But, and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belongeth to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman careth for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married careth for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age, and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. Nevertheless, he that standeth steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but hath power over his own will, and hath so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, doeth well. So then he that giveth her in marriage doeth well, but he that giveth her not in marriage doeth better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband liveth. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. 11th chapter, starting with the first verse. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image of the glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. But all things of God. Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. Now I know that's reading a lot tonight, and I know that's probably not one of those things, I guess, that you wish that you'd never did preach on. I ought not say that, but there's things that needs to be preached, and there's things that need to be brought out. But they're so touchy this day and this hour that a lot of times we'd just not fool with them. Now I'm not saying nothing for nothing tonight. I don't understand altogether. I look out across the congregation. We got a very mature crowd here tonight, and I pretty much expected that. Just to be honest with you, You'd like to have had a lot of more participation out of some age groups that's or to pay attention to what's going on. Now, you just bear with me. There's something in the midst of this that I have read you. There's something that, believe it or not, it is the Word of God. And there were things in here that Paul said that he didn't really have a commandment of the Lord, but he also told you that he had the Spirit of God. And he gave us some things that we ought to pay attention to. You might think tonight, well, preacher, that's old fogey, that's way back yonder. What I've really got tonight, I'll get around to, it's out of the 11th chapter, more so than the 7th chapter, but I could not read you the 11th without reading the 7th. There's that was spoken by that of Paul in the 7th and the 11th, folks, come right out of the Old Testament. And it come right out of that God had put man in his place. Now, I'm going to talk, the Lord help me, just a little bit about being covered, about a covering. Now, there's a lot of times that we look at things and we look at things naturally. We really do. These things, there's customs and manners, believe it or not, that were in biblical days that are not like me and you live. They're not. They were things, my friend, you could tell I got too much and I got not a starting place, I ain't got a quitting place. You just bear with me. I personally, my friend, believe Paul had some situations with the Corinthians that he had to address. You can read it in 1 Corinthians all the way through, and they were things that these people were doing that just wasn't common. And it wasn't accepted biblically. Now you get to talking about marriage and you get to talking about divorce and you get to talking about things of that nature. It is absolutely, my friend, a bomb waiting to be exploded. Yes, it is. There's probably not a one of us sitting here one form or another, my friend, that hadn't had to deal with marital problems, situations. Sometimes, my friend, there's no fixing, naturally speaking. And sometimes, my friend, there's things that we as people, my friend, just to be honest with you, we just submit ourselves unto them. Yes, we do. There's not anything I can do about the Scriptures. There's nothing that I can change or would I change about what God's Word teaches when it comes to marriage and divorce. I know. You say, preacher, we just called you and we expect you to keep things calm. Well, this is about as calm as I can be. Brethren, there's things that we ought to take serious in our life. Yes, sir. Not to say that we've not taken it serious. I just want you to know how serious it is tonight. And it is serious. Brethren, according
to the word of God, a man is bound by his wife as long as she lives. Is that not right? You go to the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, and you'll find out exactly what he's talking about. And he's talking about law and grace. Yes, he is. Paul wasn't trying to pray, my friend, to bring destruction. He wasn't trying to tear things apart. He is trying to keep them together by the word of God. Yes, sir. I've been told by my own daughter. She said, "Daddy, if it wasn't for what you've preached to me," said, I would do some things." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that. Do you know what I know more than that, Bruce? It's the word of God tonight. Yes, it is. Now, I'm not going to get much on the 7th chapter. Don't feel like. But in order to get a little bit of foundation and a setting, my friend, when it talks about a woman being covered and uncovered, and a man being covered and uncovered, brethren, it ain't talking about wearing a bonnet or a cap or a hat. That ain't what he's talking about. I can prove it to you by the 7th chapter. I had a man come to me one day. He brought this scripture, the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He had a nephew that was living with him that got a young lady pregnant. I'm just going to be plain with you. And he said, "I read in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians where it's okay if they'll go ahead and get married." What do you think? That was wrong. He should never ask me. What do you think? I said, I think one thing. It's right. He go ahead and get married. I said, but what's happened's already happened. And the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians does not deal with such a thing. No, it don't. Brethren, a woman was covered as long as she is under her father's house. She is covered. Yes, sir. And that father had power over his virgin. Read it. Go back to the Old Testament. Read it, my friend. It's in there. It was a shame for a woman to pray or prophesy uncovered. I read it to you. Is that not right? It ain't talking about them wearing a veil. No, sir. I'll get into that in just a minute. But my friend, that woman has to be covered. Brethren, if her father's not going to cover her, she's going to have a husband. Yes, sir. But if she be willing, my friend, to stay a virgin, then she's covered by her father. Yes, sir. Who was the woman, my friend, that come? Who was the man? Oh, Japheth. out in battle, prayed to God. He said, Lord, you deliver me. He said, I'll give you the first thing that comes out of my household. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, you know what come out of his household when he come home? My friend, his only daughter. Yes, sir. His only daughter broke his heart. But brethren, he had made an oath. You know what she told her dad? She said, you do exactly what you've asked the Lord for. She said, just let me fulfill my week. Yes, sir. He dealt with her as a virgin. She is covered. She is willing. Brethren, when a man marries a woman, they become one flesh. Bible says so. Brethren, they ought to be something familiar between both of them. Not enough emphasis put on marriage today. No, sir, I know where I'm coming from. I know what year I'm living in. I know how popular it is. My friend, just lay one down, get another, and lay another, get another, and lay another down, get another. Ain't nothing to it. Brethren, not according to the word of God. They gonna be trouble in the flesh. Book says so. Proven. Covered and uncovered. It is not for a man to be covered. Now, some of you women ain't gonna like this, but I'm gonna be honest with you. It's the Word of God. And brethren, the Word of God will stand when you get rid of me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I never have. I married me a wife 51 years ago. 51 years ago. I'd be a lying if I told you we agreed on everything. Yes, sir. I'd be lying to you if I told you that I didn't disagree with her, that I didn't get angry with her. Yes, sir. I'm not going to lie to you. But brethren, there's a happy medium here somewhere. Yes, sir. Listen. If you ain't held to it, you ought to teach it to your children. They gonna need it tonight. Listen. You know what the Lord said? He said, for the hardness of your heart, Moses wrote you a bill of divorcement. That ain't all he said. He said, but it was not so from the beginning. That's what he said. You say, preacher, you're trying to change the world. I'm not trying to change the world. Not a bit in this world. Brethren, but I want you to know something. According to even what the Lord said. He said, a man shall not marry another woman except it be for the cause of fornication. Is that book? Listen. Listen, I'm not here to tell you tonight what to do or what not to do. I'm trying to stick with what the Word of God says. Do you know that? Do I? I'm not against. I'm not solely against people that have been married before. I promise you. I personally cannot marry people that have been married before. And you know why I cannot? Has nothing to do with a person. Nothing. It has to do with my conviction between me and my God. And what I told him that I would do. Bruce, listen. Paul wrote some things here by permission. It's exactly what he said. By permission. Now you say, preacher, look, folks, it put me in a position years ago, I had a church come to me, want me to be their pastor. They had three or four preachers, members of that church, that had been married before. Fact. They come and talk to me about being their pastor. We went through everything. And the deacon stopped and he said, Brother Randy, he said, I've got to ask you. He said, we've got preachers there at the church. And I want to know, would you use them? His name was Ted. I said, Brother Ted. I said, my conviction between me and my God, I said, I cannot. And I really felt like the Lord was impressing me to go to this church. When they left, Kathy was in another room. She just come out and she asked me. She said, well, did they ask you? And I said, they sure did. She said, I don't guess we worry about going there. Listen, can I tell you how the Lord works? They call me as their pastor. I've not pastored them once. I've pastored them twice. Did I have 1 minute problem? Not the first. You hear me? I love them men for what them men were. Yes, sir. And I believe they loved me for what I was. And standing on what I believe. Listen, you say, preacher, why would you pick something like this to preach on? I want you to know that it was a shame for a woman to pray or to prophesy uncovered. And it was a shame for a man to pray unto God covered. Did you get that? You know what he said in the 11th chapter? Everybody's got a head. Do you know that? Everybody's got a head. I personally, my friend, married my wife. I have never in my life lorded over her or looked down on her. Never. Preacher, you the head of the house? Yes, I am. And you know what? She respects that. Did you know that Sarah called Abraham Lord? Lord? That's how much Sarah respected Abraham. There's some things I wish tonight. You say, preacher, now I don't know. I can't tell you where altogether this message come from. But I can tell you one thing. When the Lord gets to dealing with me, and he has been for several days, and I took and I started reading. Yes, sir. Started reading. It's not about who's the boss. Never has been. Do you know that? You can go all the way back to the garden. What this scripture say? Says man's not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Ain't that what it says in the book of Genesis? God created man, formed him out of the dust of the earth. Called everything, let him call everything around. He named everything, and there was not a helpmate found for him. And the key word, folks, is helpmate. He needed somebody. God saw that he needed somebody. Wouldn't an animal, wouldn't a beast of the field? I don't care what they do, what they say. Come up with this junk, my friend. Let the children be a dog or a donkey or a cat or whatever. Hogwash. Ain't got enough parents, my friend, got backbone enough to tell their children there's no such thing. Amen. I'll admit it. Folks, we're in a mess tonight. We're dealing with a mess because we've allowed a mess. You don't have to tell me. You don't think the Lord instructs me. You don't think the Lord chastises me. You don't think the Lord, my friend, talks to me. And there's been a few things, Steve, that I've missed the mark. You hear me? Missed the mark. But God help me, I've tried to straighten them things out, Bruce. And I'll tell you something, folks, he'll help you do so. He will. Covered and uncovered. The covering, the head. Covering the head. Let's talk about that just a minute. Did you know in biblical times, it was not just the woman that covered her head, but the man also? The real truth of it is that the covering on the head, my friend, was that of the enhancement of the apparel. That makes sense? It's like ornaments of grace. Men were known by the head covering that they wore. What did Goliath have on? Did he not have a head shield? Covered his head? Except for what? Warriors of that time. You go to the army, any armed forces, whatever, they're going to give you a helmet. Don't they? To cover the heads. Kings wear crowns, do they not? Queens wear crowns, do they not? Very distinct was the robe and the cloak. You hear me? The garment that they wore. Very distinct was it. And it was made out of particular things. According to your ranking in society. Fact. Why did they put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head? Now, you say, preacher, I've always heard that it was about the long hair. I got news for you. A lot of people, that's all they ever saw was the covering. A lot of people today, now I'm not being disrespectful, none whatsoever. In custom times when they wore the turbans and whatever it was that they put on, it was not disrespectful when they come into a room or some hierarchy to not to remove it. It was not disrespectful. Custom. It was their glory. I'll not get into that. You can go and read and study for yourself. The coverings. Are we not covered by God Almighty? He went up the row, down the row. The head of every woman is the man. And the head of the man was Christ. Is that not right? And the head of Christ was God. We all are covered. Covered. I'm not living an uncovered life. Neither are you. Now, saying all that, you say, preacher, why is it? Why is it? Did you know that we do not, the men's class here at Mountain View Baptist Church does not have a woman teacher. Not being disrespectful. Do you know that? Well, preacher, they some customs and traditions need to be done away with. They, some of them, thank God you'll never do away with. You say, preacher, you is my favorite preacher till tonight. Listen, it ain't got nothing to do with being favorite. It's got nothing to do We're living in a day, my friend, that this world needs to see the difference between Christians and the world. And they're not seeing it. Are they? For the most part. For the most part. We're not seeing it. For the most part. Most of us love to talk the talk, but we can't walk the walk. Preacher, there's something wrong with you to preach to us the cream of the crop. I got news for you. You're probably the only ones that can digest it tonight. It'd run a newcomer off. You know it? Look around. Truth of it is, run some of our own off. Does it not? When you sit down and tell them just exactly what God's Word teaches, they get mad at you tonight. And you don't tell me, you don't tell me, my friend, that it don't upset the wagon cart. Yes, sir. I understand. I understand. There's not a one of you here, my friend, I don't love. Not the first one. There's not a one of you as a member of Mountain View that Randy Jackson has ever looked down upon, nor will I. I ain't no better than you. There's things, folks, that need to be taught regularly. My English ain't best sometimes. More often. Can I say that? You say, preacher, you preachers just gotta have control of everything we are. I don't control you. Not a bit in this world. I don't control you. And the truth of it is, I don't hold you blessings. If you ain't getting blessed, my friend, it ain't my fault. I promise you. If I ain't getting blessed, it ain't your fault. I don't blame any of you. You know what happens to me when things get awry? They got a song out. I ain't got all the words of it, but I've got enough of it to know what he's talking about. He's talking about praying. Praying until prayer changes me. You hear that? God loves us. Jesus loves us. We all love each other. We can get along in this world. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It'd be better off for me and you if we'll travel the old holy Bible way. Old fogey, call me whatever. It doesn't matter. Jeff, it don't. Preacher, you way out of your league. I got news for you. I've been out ever since the Lord called me. Now, if the Lord was to get a hold of you and give you some scripture and tell you to get up at Mountain View Baptist Church and read it unto them, knowing there's guilty parties in the midst, would you do it?
Would you? Something to think about. I didn't come this way tonight to get on to you. I love you too much for that. But what I read unto you tonight, I'll stand by. And there's more in there that I didn't read. I'll stand by. And when the Lord lays it on my heart, church, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. I'm no idiot. I promise you. The Jackson family needs to hear this. You hear me? The Jackson family. I got 7 grandkids. I got 4 great grands coming along. I've got news for you. They need to hear. They need the Word of God preached to them. Brother, in so much, I'm just going to be honest with you, in so much that they could feel the flames of hell round about them. We talk about, we don't hear about hell, fire, and brimstone. Truth of it is, they ain't having it. They ain't having it. I am not your enemy. We all on the same page. We read now the same book. Thank God we all got the same Lord and Savior. I believe if there are some folks, my friend, that knowed without a doubt that there was consequences. For their actions. I went to school with a boy that right out of high school, he got a job, good job. Started with the railroad. Good paying job. Good job. Truth of it is, he had it made. He got caught. His extracurricular activities, he had it made. You hear me? But he got caught. Got caught with drugs on the job. You know what happened? You know the policy at that time. The policy was, you don't work here no more. And you will never be rehired. Consequence. Consequences. He told me, he said, it's the craziest thing I ever done. I said, well, I agree. Messed yourself up. Consequences. You can run out down through here. I actually don't know. I think it's 45 mile an hour. I don't pay no attention, just to be honest with you. Shame on me. But I think it's 45 on this little road right here, and you get out there on 411, it's 55. If I'm running 65, you know what? There's consequences. Could be. If they wanted to stop me for going 65 in a 55, they got the right. The law says 55. Is that not right? And if I get stopped, Leroy, there's going to be some consequences. Are they not? You ain't going to live in this life. You're not going to live a Christian life without there being some sort of consequences. Because there's things in that book. There's none of us. I don't even like saying this, just to be honest with you. But there's none of us perfect. We all like to think we are. I normally drive over the speed limit. I normally do. I don't go off the deep end, but sometimes I get pretty close driving. I get heading home sometimes. Old foot gets heavier and heavier. But the consequences would be if I got stopped. Who would I blame? Who would I blame? When we get caught by that word, just like David, is it not? Nathan told David all this spiel about rich man, the poor man, the one little ewe lamb, all that. David got angry. He said, "That man shall pay." Nathan looked at him. "Thou art the man." Do you know David knew what he was talking about? David knew. He understood. "Preacher, you put a damper on my week." Well, you read and study about it, and you might get a little life. I give you what I got. Nothing I can do about that. Not going to try to. Not going to apologize. I believe what I've told you to be the Word of God. I believe what I read you to be the Word of God. And I'm glad you're here. I really am. Glad you're here. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.